Excuse me. So they're asking me to send everyone higher illumination, higher authority. So one moment, we're going to do things just a little differently today. So this is this transmission of divine light. And allow yourself to receive it with complete understanding of your readiness. That there's nothing that needs to be held back from you now. You're ready to receive all of your light. And the more that we can release and let go of what that actually looks like, it's more wonderful than we could ever imagine. And this is the whole point, to go beyond the past imaginings to your true wealth, to your true birthright. So it's going to take me an extra moment because now I got to switch gears. That's okay. We're all growing. We're all growing. So what they're basically saying is to admit to the invitation. In other words, to receive the invitation of the light, to receive the invitation of our illuminated consent. So the illuminated consent is we're all consenting to become conscious, to be aware of our oneness with Source. Because as we will understand our strength, as we will understand our infinite access is we're not limited, we're not small, we're not helpless, we're not a victim, we're not a martyr. We are the divine. We are really infinity. So it's endless in terms of our expansion, in terms of our continuation of life. So allow yourself to join with your I Am Presence, with your higher self at last. So again, it's an expansion. It's an illumination. It's an increase. It's a gentle uprising. So that uprising, I just love that for us because it's really letting go of our history. It's letting go of the lower reality and allowing ourselves to blast, allowing ourselves to soar, allowing ourselves to increase, allowing ourselves to assume this new understanding of self. Again, it's new for us, but it's not new for our higher essence in that it's always been us. It's never not been us. What we're learning to do is just very, very easily just reach up and grab a handful, grab a piece. So it's not really grabbing, but when they're saying to reach up, it's really just sort of indicating how very convenient it is, how very nearby it is, how very close. So what I got from that is just like this this air of the familiar. So it's not very complicated. You don't need a booklet. You need an order to get instructions. It's what's already happening anyway. So it's already happening, but it's waiting for our recognition. It's waiting for for us to decide. So in other words, it's here, but the question is, what do we want to do? So we have that divine right. We have that divine authority. We have that free will. So as you will align with our heart, so we want to remember that we're moving into that heart-centered consciousness of expansion. And so we're leaving the formality, meaning the direction of the mind that has acquired all of this knowledge, that thinks it knows it all. We're going to use the mind, but again, associated with our heart, associated with our divine source, associated with all that we are soon to see. So the soon to see, when we think of sight, we normally think of physical sight, but soon to see is registering to our light. It's registering to our new consciousness. It's registering to our truth at last. So what we're seeing is our new love's advantage. So as we increase our sincerity, as we increase our subscription, as we increase our loveliness, as we increase our devotion to our light, to our higher self, to our higher, highest essence, we take our turn. So we take our turn is we become it. And so we want to remember that we're stepping out in faith. So we're becoming like the new human. We're becoming the new consciousness at last. We're becoming the new engagement. So there's an increase upon us. We want to really feel that, because there's a tendency to want everything to stay the same. You know, we don't want to shuffle. We don't want to change. But it's not even an option not to change. It's like change is upon us steadily. So the question is where we want to change. And what we're learning to do is change into the expansion. And so this is where the more it seems inevitable, the more it seems easy. And that easy is going to be that easy stretch, that easy access, that easy affordability. So in other words, I just raise my hand and there's the light and there's the torch and there's the sacred flame. So what we're learning to do is to endorse it always. So again, we've been trained to believe that we're separate. We've been trained to do without this light, to do without source, to do without power. And so just imagine, it's like it's just going in the other way. So just imagine like folding a paper one way, now we're folding it the other. The reason they're using that example is it's really no problem. You can fold a paper all day long. You can fold it the other way all day long. But you want to do the same. So in other words, we want to take our free will and fold it back. Return to our devotion. Return to our light. Return to our higher atmosphere. Return to our higher consideration. Return to our true establishment. So when they say it's true establishment, it's like our higher selves here, our divine selves here. Our light is here. Our I am presence is here. I have no other way to explain that except to really state it or declare it. So the more that we can feel that about us, we will come alive. I know we think we've been alive, but in truth, it's almost like we've been sleepwalking in that we've been following a program. And so we are being enlivened. We're being awakened. We're being quickened. So not that we're dependent or helpless or being operated by something greater. So when they say we're being quickened by our own divine self. So the more that we understand that we're the ones choosing to awaken, we're the ones choosing to rise, we're the ones choosing to go home at last. Again, we're not physically going home, we're not physically leaving. We're opening up in consciousness to our true understanding. So allow this birth to take place with ease. With ease is simple, I'm ready, here I am, and I welcome it all in. So when we welcome it all in, change is going to occur, because everything we receive by vibrational consideration. So when we rise, what we then attune to, what we then notice, is going to be of the highest persuasion. So this is where we're not trying to manipulate and change the world. As we shift in our consciousness, as we shift in our light, the world we respond to, the world that we notice, the world that we graduate to, is then seen. So allow yourselves to be lifted, allow yourselves to be joined with at last. Joining, being joined with our higher consent, our higher advantage, our higher ensemble. So that ensemble is lots of ascended masters, guides, supports. You can't imagine how much support there is. So the more that we feel that, the more we consent to that, the more that we believe in that, the more we respond to that, it's going to get easier and easier and easier and easier for us to transfer our faith. So again, it's that faith in our higher assortment. It's our faith in our higher consent. It's our faith in our higher establishment. So when we honor that, when we align with that, when we make agreement with that, change is going to occur in a snap because we are vibrating to that change. We want to understand that. We don't have to do a lot of heavy labor out there. We don't have to do a lot of heavy work. They're still going to be walking things out. But the more that we can align, the more that we can graduate with ease, it's just like they're saying a skip in the park. So I don't know if anyone's feeling a skip in the park lately, but perhaps we shall. But in any event, we're soon to arrive. When I just said we're soon to arrive, the blue orbs that just went off, like doom, 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 doom. I mean, it's just extraordinary. I mean, it's sort of like it's here. It's here at last. It's really here. What we're learning to do is to reassemble. In other words, to align with it, to graduate with that. And so the more that we can take the trouble, not trouble the way we think of trouble, but take that extra effort. Use the free will to self-promote. And so, how would I say this? Like, why wouldn't we want to do it, right? The concern, of course, is the ego, the linear mind, does not know where it's going. So when we self-promote and we're saying yes to our higher consent, it's really a leap of faith or a measure of faith because we don't know, like, what's behind door number one, per se. However, we're going to feel that alignment. We're going to feel that light. We're going to feel that powerful gesturing. In English, when you start feeling yourself in the higher frequencies, it's like you got to have it. You're just not going to leave it there. It's like, yes, yes. And whatever changes have to occur, let them occur because I found myself at last. So allow yourselves to be lifted into your highest station. Highest station is whatever alignment you are now ready for. We're never given more light than we can handle because we don't want to manifest before we're ready. But we're always ready for that next love's endorsement. So we want to remember that. The reason they're ending with love's endorsement is for us to really understand everything is made of love. We are love. And so again, we're releasing the lower consciousness. We're releasing the judgment, the fear, the guilt, and etc. Because that was just fanfare. In other words, it's not really who we were or are. We are love. So allow love to be endorsed. Allow love to be received. Again, everything is made of love. That's where our power is. So we're learning how to enliven ourselves. We're learning how to receive. We're learning how to self-endorse at last. So allow yourselves to receive your light. Allow yourselves to receive your new placement. Allow yourselves to see yourself still standing. Still standing is, I am here. I am here. I'm not going backwards. I'm staying put. I'm ready for my arrival. And how would I say that? Like believing in the stars, meaning believing in our light. However that comes to us, some of us may see masters, some of us may just have a feeling, you just may feel light, you just may be hopeful that you'll see or feel this one day. Whatever it is, it's anything where you agree, anything where you sign your name, anything where you hold your posturing, that's all that's needed. It's really intention. So receive your light at last. Again, we're offering this to the collective. So may everyone come and join us. May everyone know the truth of self. May everyone awaken to their light. Receive, receive, receive.